Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom. NPC Devotionals. Light for your day, strength for your journey. From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's Saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Tired of the same old content? Same songs, same shows, same noise. Switch to NPC Radio now. Gospel hits that inspire, talk shows with real-life wisdom, testimonies that shake the soul, fresh, faith-filled content every week. NPC Radio, more than just radio, its purpose, its power, its truth. Tune in today at npcproductions.com/shows.
You're locked in to the home of spirit-filled content. This is NPC Radio. Catch hashtag Save for the best in urban gospel music, Rhythm and Love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul, The Update to keep you informed and inspired, and Covenant Walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. Don't miss Testimony Time, where real people share what the Lord has done. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows. This is NPC Radio, the power of faith, on air and online.
Oh yes, oh yes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to NPC on Church, NPC Radio. We love you so much, and today is a nice day. It's a beautiful day. It's the 18th of July, 2025, and we are in studio with so many youngsters who are ready to show you what they have. We don't know if you guys are ready out there. This show is called the RAP Assessment Quiz, the Radio Assessment Quiz, and we are always here doing quizzes, and we do some revision past the quiz. Every time we're off the show, we do some revision, and now today we are coming with some nice questions, which I know how people are going to be able to answer. And we have...
Mary.
Yeah, nice to meet you. You are welcome. Today's RAP show. I'm feeling sorry for you because you've come in the most difficult one, because this show is no longer going to be very easy. I noticed people were just chewing my questions all the time, so I made an upgrade on the questions. So now, you guys know the rules. Well, I tell you the rules once again. Do you need the rules? Do you need the rules? Okay, the rules are... Now, for example, this round we are going for, with the effect of time, we are going to have crossfire rounds. Crossfire is where we ask a question, and if you know the answer, you snap. Put your hand up and snap, You understand? And when the first one to snap does it, he answers the question or she, and if they pass, they take 5 points. Each question is 5 points. If the member fails and you know the answer, you put up and snap and answer it. Okay? Yeah, that is how we're going to work today. Otherwise, I hope everybody out there, where you are, you're going to work, you're going back to your home after a long day of work. They even guys work at night, by the way. I hope everything is going on very well. And I pray that the Lord blesses you, and everything that you're touching, everything you're laying your hands to, is blessed by the Lord. Now, before we go any further, we're going to start with an opening prayer. It's going to come from Conrad. And he's already ready. Please humble yourselves and pray.
This goes for a prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for every good thing you have done for us. We thank you for enabling us to see a new day, and we thank you for helping us pass through this day. And we know you're still guiding us. Lord, Heavenly Father, forgive all our sins, because you have committed in many ways. Protect all of us who are here, plus Uncle Isaac, and protect all of the people who are outside there. watching our shows and listening to them. May all of us be blessed. May all the children in the country and all people be given long life, knowledge, wisdom and understanding. In your name we are praying.
Amen. Thank you so much, Conrad, for that wonderful prayer. So now, we are going to start from this side, Crossfire. We first take the back row, and since Mark has settled in there, he's going to have to close that row, and then it starts with him, and it comes straight all the way back to Jaylene. So we're starting with Benjamin first. Benjamin Ethan, you have the first question of the game today. I hope you're ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you sure you're ready? You are listening, eh?
Yes.
You are listening. Okay, the very first question. I denied him thrice before the rooster's cry. Yet later led thousands to Christ. Who am I?
Pardon?
I denied him thrice before the rooster's cry, yet later led thousands to Christ. Who am I? What? Oh my goodness, the simplest question in the house. He snapped first.
Simon Peter.
Simon Peter is the correct answer. Was that so hard? Was that so hard? So Ethan lost his 5 points and Conrad took them. First 5 points of the game go to Conrad. Congratulations to you, Conrad. And Benjamin Ethan has 0. But you can still catch up, eh? Okay, next question is yours, eh? Next question is yours. Are you listening very well? Are you listening very well? He dreams of stars. Actually, no, let me go back. Eh? He dreamed of stars. And stalks of grain. Wore a coat of many colors and drove through pain. Who am I? Blessing Curry, I don't want to see you mouthing the answer unless you are the one answering. Is it your turn to speak? Why are you moving your mouth?
Pardon.
The question. He dreamed of stars and stalks of grain, wore a coat of many colors and rode through pain. Who am I? These guys want your question so bad. Yeah?
Christian
grain. Nah. Who was the first one?
Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph is the correct one. So now the guest has taken your 5 points, and she's at an advantage because she has not even met her question yet, but she has 5 points. Eh? That is the way to go. That is the way we are going to be going from now on. These guys are going to enjoy this quiz, but I promise. Eh? Now let me mix score. We've been doing logic, Bible logic. Eh? Now, let's go quote the other type of logic, because we have reached. But now, before we go back to that type of logic, let me first be nice to Bo, because she's next. Her question is here. Are you listening to your question, Bo?
Yes.
You're good, eh? Okay, now listen. Listen. If you don't listen, you'll fail, eh? Okay? I was made from man, but I gave birth to all men. Who am I? Yes?
Adam.
No. He was the first.
Eve.
Yeah, Eve is the correct answer. Conrad, 5 more points. He's racking up. He's becoming stronger every other day. It's nice every time I see new people to the quiz, and we're already at full capacity, but hey, we can take in another one. You wanted Ah, okay, it's alright. So he's officially out, but it's okay. It's the same thing. So the answer is Eve. The correct answer is Eve. It's not Adam. Eve came from Adam's rib. That's coming from a man, like the question says. Okay? And then she became the mother of all men in that course. Eh? So the questions are not very hard. They're not very hard. They're very simple. Are you ready?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
The more of me you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? Okay, I need to be fair. Who snapped first?
It was Benjamin.
Benjamin?
It was Jaylin.
It was Jaylin.
I heard a snap from
you. Okay, Jaylin.
Footsteps.
But footsteps is an invalid question because we are here. You answered it yesterday. I would accept the answer if you were her, the newest member in the house. Eh? But now she has failed it, but it's invalid because you guys know it. You know it. That's why the snapping was too loud. You are feeling like bad guys, eh?
Okay.
Now, I want you to listen to this next one carefully. Okay? Okay? Are you listening? A man pushes his car to a hotel and loses his fortune. What happened? Old members, no? When you hear something you've heard before, don't disturb yourself to snap, eh? Just let the next one answer it. Don't waste your time. Uh-huh. A man pushes his car to a hotel and loses his fortune. What happened? Yes? Nganzi, eh? I repeat the question. Uh-huh. What's the answer? You don't know. Okay, the answer is Monopoly. He was playing Monopoly and he was on the board game. He moved his car to the hotel and it was a bad move. He lost everything he had. It was Monopoly. Don't you play Monopoly over the weekend here?
No.
You've never played Monopoly?
What is that?
It's a board game, eh?
It's a board game.
Okay. Now we're going to Kelvin.
No, you must be with
me. You wait for the next one. You might swallow it. It might be for someone and you take it. Okay, you listen very well, Kelvin, eh?
Yes.
Are you listening? Kelvin, your question is here. You are in a room with three switches and a closed door. One switch controls a bulb in the next room. You can only open the door once. How do you find the switch for the bulb? You are in a room with three switches and a closed door. One switch controls a bulb in the next room. You can only open the door once. How do you find the switch for the bulb?
I switch on the light which is inside this room and open it. I switch on the light which is in the room which I am.
Mm-hmm.
I also switch on for the other room, then I open that door.
No. Uh-huh.
First switch on and off one switch, then I go check if it's hot, then that's the switch.
What
if the bulb is warm?
Ah,
that's the switch.
After switching on, you climb and the
no.
After you climb and first turn on the bulb and touch the temperature. The first one, okay, you try it.
I switch on all switches.
Okay, now it's invalid because we're going to just go through round and round and round. Eh? So, you switch on the first one. wait a whole minute, okay? You turn it off, turn on switch 2, then you open the door. You get it? Do you understand it? You get it? Okay, the next one is for the visitor. The next one is for the visitor. This is your chance to make it 10 points, eh? Okay? It's your chance to make it 10 points. I speak without a mouth, hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I? Should I repeat the question? I speak without a mouth, hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with mind. What am I? You don't know? She has allowed. It's echo, but you heard the question before, so it doesn't count for you. You don't get the marks, eh? You just told her the right answer, eh? Yeah, you just told her the right answer. It's echoes, eh? When you speak, the echoes go, they come back. You get it, eh? Yeah. Okay, that was nice. So now to Mark. We are on to Mark, eh? I don't want to give Mark any more easy questions because people are complaining. Give Mark very simple questions. Z, what? Let me give Mark a question. Are you listening, Mark? You ready, eh? I walked with God and never saw death. Taken up before the flood could swallow me. Who am I? I walked with God and never saw death. Taken up before the flood could swallow me. Who am I? Seconds. It's wrong. She snaps fast.
No.
Just to give us a wrong answer.
John.
Jacob.
It's Enoch in Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. He got it. The camera guy knew it. That is Drake Moronji for you. He's on camera and he's doing ministry as well. But that was Mark's question and he just lost the 5 points. I hope he's okay with it. Are you okay with it, Mark? Get ready to swallow another person's question, eh? So you redeem your points, eh? Alright, right now, we still have a leader. Conrad has 10 points. And right after Conrad, the visitor has 5 points. People who have been attending, what is happening? You want old questions, the ones you've had before you answer?
No, I've forgotten. You want them?
Let me ask you the next one. The next one.
Prince.
It's Prince. Prince is the next one, eh? Listen, I am the garden where it all began, where man fell and sin began. What am I? Please don't snap. It's not yet your turn. He first fails, then you snap. What is wrong with you guys? Come on.
Pardon?
See, he was not even here. Because don't rush. Wait, eh? Relax. It's just 5 points, eh? I am the garden where it all began. Where a man fell and sin began. What am I?
Garden of Eden.
Yeah, Garden of Eden is the correct one. Now you guys wanted to swallow the boy's question. He has not even heard it properly. Eh? What kind of people are you? So now the round is about to get complete. You have only 4 people to end the round, eh? 4 people. We have Conrad, we have Ryan, we have Ethan, and we have Jaylee.
Even someone.
Someone there. Even
Elijah.
Elijah has not yet answered.
Yes.
Okay, even Elijah is here. He was right next, right?
Yes.
Listen, eh?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
I was a Moabite widow, loyal to my mother-in-law, and became the great-grandmother of a king. Who am I?
Hannah.
Ruth is the correct answer. Thank you so much. I'm seeing he's coming back. He's gaining his championship back, eh?
I'm not shaken.
You're not shaken, eh? I think you are shaken, kind of. You should be shaking because he has not even had this question. He's going to level you. And you already have 10, eh? Okay. I feel you. And now, what you just said just touched some people's feelings. But hey, you'll be fine, eh? Now, Ryan, you are next, eh? I am the mountain where fire and smoke fell. Commandments were written and fear struck men. What mountain am I?
Mountain
Who was the first?
Me.
Mountain Sinai.
Mountain Sinai is the right answer. So Elijah has his first 5 points of the game. How can you not know that, Ryan? You don't know the mountain where the commandments were raised?
Good commandments.
But he has learned, eh? He has learned. Now Conrad is questioning the one which either makes or breaks him. Okay, listen very well. I was a doctor who followed Paul and wrote a gospel with detail. Who am I? I was a doctor who followed Paul and wrote a gospel with great detail. Who am I?
Some.
Five.
His name is. The team. It was Timothy.
It's wrong.
Ananias.
Invalid question now. The answer is Luke.
It was Luke.
Yeah.
Yes.
The answer is Luke. The answer is Luke. So you've stayed on your 5 points. Ethan now has 10 points. Yeah, 10 points. He's correcting me. Oh my goodness. So Ethan has the chance to either level you or fall. Eh? Okay. Are you ready, Ethan?
Yes.
Are you ready? I fell from a window during a long sermon, but God raised me back to life. Who am I?
Lazarus.
Lazarus was raised from the dead. He didn't fall from a window. Okay, let me give you a hint. It's in Acts chapter 20, verse 9 to 10. Anyone?
Again?
What about we allow? I fell from a window during a long sermon, but God raised me back to life. Who am I? Have you allowed? I don't expect anyone now to have it, since I'm not even hearing any snaps in the house. It's no more not to pass this one. You keep trying though. You keep trying. Who wants to try? Over invalid question. Invalid question, eh?
Yes.
The answer is Eutychus. In Acts chapter 20, verse 9 to 10, he fell from a window and still got raised back to life. Eh? Okay? So, Jaylin, you're last. You have no points today, but you have a question. Should we go?
Yeah.
Are you listening? I was struck blind so I could finally see. Called to preach what I once persecuted. Who am I? I was struck blind. I was struck blind so I could finally see. Called to preach what I once persecuted. Who am I? the easiest questions 5 seconds are going now. 4, 3, 2, yeah.
Sol.
Yeah, it is Sol. Yes. The correct answer is Sol. Now, Ethan has leveled. He snapped first. He even had. And now, since we are tying at exactly the end of the round, we are going to have these two face off in the final one. It's your crossfire now, eh? Because we need a champion, eh? We need a champion. So we are going to have crossfire. Between Conrad and Ethan, eh? We must have a champion, eh?
Yep.
Okay, the rules of this game are, I'm going to give you a question and give you 5 seconds to answer it. If you don't answer it in 5 seconds, he takes it. If he fails, it's invalid, eh? And the next question will be his. If he fails in 5 seconds, you do the same, eh? If you fail, invalid. Okay?
Yes.
We just need a tiebreaker, eh? Yeah, now you guys ready?
Yes. We are beginning with Conrad.
And there are no picks where I begin from. And I'm beginning from this side.
Okay.
I tore my clothes, fasted, and wept when I heard my people were in danger. Then I risked it all before a king. Who am I?
It was Job. King Xavier.
Invalid question. It was Esther. You remember that story?
Yeah.
Now you do. It rang a bell, eh? Okay, we try the next one, because they're still tying, eh? Now the next one is yours, okay? And you know it. Are you ready?
Yes.
I had 7 demons cast out of me and was the first to see the risen Christ. Who am I? Aloud, it doesn't know. So the answer is Mary of Magdalene. She knew the answer. She was right behind you. I wish it was still around. She was going to get it.
Demons. I thought it was a man with demons.
And there are so many people who had demons that got healed during Jesus' time. Eh? So Mary of Magdalene was one of them. And right in the end, she was the first to see the tomb after he was gone. Eh? Okay, now the next question. Tiebreaker, eh? We're still in the tiebreaker, eh? And it can't be easy, I promised you. Yeah, it has to be worth it. Are you listening to the next one?
Yes.
I ruled a whole empire, had a dream I couldn't remember, and watched a fiery furnace miracle. Who am I? Oh God. Oh God. You could break this tie, but you just don't know the name. You go out. You're spoiling our game.
I think it was Pharaoh. It was King.
Do you want to try?
King Xerxes.
It's not invalid. It's invalid. But you can try it.
King Nebuchadnezzar.
That's the correct answer. Was that the name you're looking for?
Yes.
He had a dream and he needed someone to interpret it, eh? Now you guys, eh? Be serious. Now this one is yours, Conrad. Very simple. Very simple. Are you listening?
Yes.
I washed my hands, but I couldn't clean my guilt. I let the innocent die to please the crowd. Who am I? Who am I?
Was it fun?
Nah.
Was it the Roman King Herod?
Nah.
Pontius Pilate.
It was Pontius Pilate.
That was how it was.
He washed his hands when they brought Jesus to him. But later just allowed to please these guys. Wasn't that easy?
Yeah.
Now the next one is yours, eh? Remember we are on the tie now?
Yes.
We are tying, but the questions are surprisingly very easy. Though I don't know why these people are not passing them. Questions are easy. The questions are easy. You guys, try to, right?
Yes.
You're champions. I know you guys. I trust you guys. I've seen you pass harder questions. Yeah? So now, let's go. Eh? I hope these last two questions are the final ones. Hmm?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
I gave birth when I laughed at the idea. Then named my son after that very love. Who am I?
Virgin Mary.
Nah. Try it. Jesus does not mean laughter. I gave you guys a hint. Alright, it's invalid now. You guys can answer it. No points are going to you, but you just answer it, huh?
Sarah.
You know what?
Was it Elizabeth?
Nah, it's Isaac. Sarah. Isaac means laughter.
What? Then you wanted the name for the child.
I gave birth when I laughed at the idea. Then named my son after that very laugh. Who am I?
Sarah, the wife of
his.
You know the mother of Isaac?
Yes, sir.
His.
Yeah. So wasn't that a clear hint? It was right there in your eyes. Right there. Okay, now let's go to the next one. I hope you passed this one, eh? Are you listening to the next one?
Yes.
I was a businesswoman and a seller of purple cloth. And the first convert in Europe, who am I? Is it already invalid? I'm seeing people wiping tears already. That's too much. Eh? The answer is Lydia, and it's from Acts chapter 16, verse 14. Okay, we go to the next one. This one is very easy, eh? This next one is very sharp. It's the easiest question I've ever had in the world. Are you listening? And it goes to you now, eh? But now we should just break this tie. Come on, guys. I trust you guys. Math. You're strong guys.
Math.
Eh?
We go for math.
Math, eh? Okay, math it is. Math it is. Math it is. Math it is.
You're not allowed to go for math.
Math it is. Math it. Are you going to handle the math?
Let's see.
Okay, now we start.
After math science.
A pizza was cut into 8 equal slices. If Dan eats 3 slices and Becky eats 2 slices, what fraction of the pizza is left?
3/8.
But you're calculating too much. That is wrong. A half is wrong. 3/8 is correct. So Ethan has taken the round. And we wrap it up just like that. Now let's have a bonus question. These guys have been snapping for way too long. Eh? But today's champion is still Ethan. You led for too long and then lost the round carelessly. Eh? The question was clear. 8 pieces. Eh? The first guy took 3. The second guy took 2. Those are 5. The remainder is supposed 3 of 8. You threw it away. How are you feeling about that? before we even go to these guys.
Very bad, because this is not the last quiz.
It's not the last quiz. Yeah, exactly. I like that motivation. Now, we're going to get the third person for today. Third place quiz, eh? You two cannot participate because it's first or second. Now, you guys who are left, I need third place, eh? And since the winner brought up math, I'm going to stay in math now. I'm not going to first go back, eh? Are you listening? Are you listening?
Yes.
You're listening, eh? Okay, the question goes, if 5 workers can build a wall in 12 days, how long will it take 10 workers to do the same job? Are you listening? You heard it right. How about you repeat?
Repeat.
I repeat. If 5 workers can build a wall in 12 days, how long will it take 10 workers to do the same job?
Twelve days. Dangerous.
This guy.
Dangerous.
The same amount of days, eh? It's as if cat catching mice.
24.
Nah.
4 days. 12.
Nah, you guys are hustling too much.
It's six days.
Come on. So Elijah got that. Elijah comes down in third place today. And now bonus question, eh? A brain teaser, eh? Your age multiplied by 3 is 75. How old are you? Tell me. Quick.
71.
What?
I'm asking for the age multiplied by.
Your age. Mm. That age you have. Multiplied by 3. The answer is 75. How old am I? Are you?
25.
25 is the correct answer. Was that so hard?
I was asking for the question. I didn't hear it.
You are over calculating.
I didn't hear that.
That's why you didn't hear the question. How many times did I repeat the question?
Here. Size.
Okay, another bonus, eh? Eh? Are you listening? If a boda uses 1 liter of fuel every 35 kilometers, how much fuel is needed to go 210 kilometers? Quick math. You do it. Come on. 1 liter every 35 kilometers. You have 210 kilometers. How many liters do you need? Huh?
1 liter every 35.
Yeah. And you have 210 kilometers. Okay, hint. What is 210 divided by 35? What?
I think it's 5.
Nah.
6.
6 is the correct answer again. You see, now Ethan would be racking up more marks. Again, adding up more, but you're lucky the round is gone. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm letting these guys go. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church. We have another champion today, and champion is different from the one of yesterday, but he's the usual champion we usually have. He's saying you can't see him. They can't see him, I guess. But thank you so much for tuning into MPC on the Church of MPC Radio. This is a radio assessment program. You can call us the Rap Quiz. We'll go always live every day. We go live every day in the evening. And these youngsters flex their brain muscle, eh? Yeah, now we're going to have a closing prayer from Elijah. And then we get going.
Let's have our souls on our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you that you have protected us for the glory. And as we're going to do other activities, Father God, glory, may Holy Spirit come and be with us, protect us, guide us, Father God, glory. And Father God, glory, as we're finishing up us tomorrow, Father God, glory, may any of us finish them, Father God, glory, very well, Father God, without any difficulty. I pray all that, Father God, glory, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening to MPC Online Church. The wrap is over, but the shows have just begun. You stay on MPC, just don't go anywhere because there is much, much more coming. You can stay here and check us out on mpcproductions.com/shows, and you'll find each and everything, all the new programs, all the old programs, the classics, they're all there, eh? And you can reach out to us on WhatsApp on 0763322917, and then we still get it under control. We add you to the WhatsApp group, okay? Yeah, bye-bye.
You're locked in to the home of spirit-filled content. This is NPC Radio. Catch hashtag Say for the best in urban gospel music, rhythm and love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul, the update to keep you informed and inspired, and covenant walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. Don't miss testimony time, where real people share what the Lord has done. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows. Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom. NPC Devotionals. Light for your day, strength for your journey. From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's Saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Tired of the same old content? Same songs, same shows, same noise. Switch to NPC Radio now. Gospel hits that inspire. Talk shows with real-life wisdom. Testimonies that shake the soul. Fresh, faith-filled content every week. NPC Radio. More than just radio. Its purpose. Its power. Its truth. Tune in today at npcproductions.com/shows.
This is NPC Radio, the power of faith on air and online.